Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word this morning, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto your word, Father, so that we can grow stronger in faith, in trust, and in thy word, Father, to bring your word into us, and then through us, bring it to life, so others can see and know about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and about your word, Father, and learn how to make heaven their home. Father, be with us now through this study, and I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're in the fourth chapter now of Mark, and we're going to be covering some parables this morning. It's the parable of the sower that we read in Matthew. You know, I've told you, as we go through these four Gospels, we're going to go through a lot of the same teachings. But what it is doing, it is letting you and I know and understand how truthful things are, because you'll find very little differences, and then those differences are not changing the meaning. Some just don't put quite as much to it, but what they have will be exactly the same. Now here in Mark chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "And he began again to teach by the seaside." Now we're talking about Jesus teaching. "And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and set in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. He had such a multitude, he had to get out of the midst of them, so he got into one of the ships so he could teach. 2, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine. Now, why is he telling us that he's talking to them in his doctrine? Because, you know, his doctrine really refers here to the act of teaching as well as to the content. It is covering both. It's referring to his teaching, but also the content of his teaching. And when we today talk about, and people will ask you, what doctrine are you? What doctrine do you belong to? You actually, if you are a child of God, you belong Apostles Doctrine. This holy battle. This is our doctrine. Not Baptist, not Presbyterian, Methodist, Catholic, or any other doctrine. If we are a born-again child of God, this word is our doctrine. We're told not to come teaching or preaching any other doctrine, because if we do, we are cursed. Something I want to really understand there. Now, that lets you understand why I stand like I stand, and that is on his word. Now, verse 3. This is Jesus now. Hearken, behold, there went out a sword of soap. And it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. Now you see the difference here, which I told you, you find a little difference in their writing. And not the difference in the truth of it or in the meaning of it. Matthew, it just told about the sowers dropping on in this and in that and in others. Here where it says, and some fell by the wayside, and then it went on with the next one. And then after that, then Matthew explained what it was about. Well, here Mark is letting us know he is recording this. Now, you see, here in verse 4, it says, and it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. Now he tells us what that meant. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. 6, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Now, you see, as he gave us that parable there, he's also letting you and I know, he says here in 9, and he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. They're asking about this parable now. 11, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. 12, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, that their sins should be forgiven them. You see, this is the thing. And the more of the word that you understand and accept, the closer you grow unto the Lord our God. Now, 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? Now he goes into a little more detail here. 14. The sower soweth the word. Who's the sower? You that will hear this message, if you are a child of the living God, you are a sower of the word of God, or you're supposed to be. And if you're not, then I'm afraid that you're laying claim to something that you have not quite reached yet. Now, Fifteen. And these are they by the wayside where the word was sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. And we see a lot of this. We see it a lot today. Now, 16. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. They're glad to receive it. Oh, it's great. 17. And have no root in themselves. You see, you don't have that root because you don't have the base. You have not really been with a group that is part of the kingdom of God, nor are they of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterwards when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Then you know, you will run into this quite often. you'll run into that quite often. I've run into it several times in the last year. I had one lady ask me a question. I gave her an answer. A Bible answer. It offended her. She really goes about talking against me all the time. I hear about it because others tell me. And I was teaching one day. And what I was teaching was how we are not to let anything stand between us and our Lord. Nothing. No one, my family, no one stand between us and him. And it offended one of the men that was there. He got mad at me and quit church, quit coming. So you see, this word tells you the truth. Now, that one we just finished immediately, they are offended. 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Now, here's what chokes that word out. And the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Because you see, the reason it becomes unfruitful is because you have let everything of this world get between you and Almighty God. Think about it. Now, 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. But you are bringing forth fruit because you are sharing the word you hear and the word you know and understand with others that helps them to realize they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, and therefore they go and repent. And they put their trust and faith in him. And they begin to study his word and grow in grace. And you see, some will bring forth 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. But it depends on a whole lot on what God has called you to do and how you are working at that. Are you really giving it the time that you should be giving to it? Or are you letting something else take up a lot of the time? You see, but this is why I have this Bible study twice a day to keep reminding and to keep learning more and more every day about the Word, about the Lord, about our Father, about the Holy Spirit, and about how we are to walk in this life so that we can have eternal life in heaven. Now, 21. Now we're going down here, he says, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. You know, this has given us another practical illustration. And that candle, he's referring to a small lamp that they had in that day and time. And Jesus is pointing in verse 21, actually in 22, it seems to be that God is in breaking kingdom, which it is Jesus' task to reveal in God's time, must now be partially hidden. But the time will come when it is gloriously revealed. And you see, we are living in that day and time, to where it is all supposed to be revealed. Nothing in this word is to be hid today. No. And hasn't been since the church age began on the day of Pentecost. Now, 24. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure you might, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has to him shall be given, and he that has not from him shall be taken even that which he has. You know, if you was to paraphrase that, this give carefully attention to what we hear, for according to the proportion of study given God's word, a corresponding amount of knowledge will be given to you and generously multiplied at that. Point is that God's truth, instead of being divinely hidden from man, will be understood in proportion to one's attention to and the study of it. How much time are we really putting in to the study of His Word? That's the way we learn. Because, you see, as we study God's Word, just like now in these study services here that we got going right now of the morning and of the evening. You see, as we study, the Lord our God is speaking to each and every one of us. But are you really hearing it? That's the thing. The more you stick with it, and the more you study, the stronger you grow, and the more you love the Word, and the more you want of it. Now, 26, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and raise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. He knoweth not how. This parable we've just read there is because God causes the gospel to bear fruit and his kingdom to grow. And just how he does these things, we do not fully understand, but we know that it works. Now, 28. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. Well, we know that's the way corn grows, yes. You can put a, just that one little corn seed in the ground. It grows up to a big tall stalk. After that, gets grown. Then there's an ear or two forms on that stalk. And in that ear, the corn begins to appear and grow. Now, 29. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. It's time now for him to reap his harvest. And that's what we need to be helping to do right now. Because that is what God is looking to his children for. Is to work through us to bring in the harvest, to be ready. When they either step out of this life and into eternity, or when the Lord Jesus comes for his church. Now, we've got another parable coming. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? 31. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. The smallest seed of all seeds is the mustard seed. Verse 32, but when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowl of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. The birds can use it, even. Now, 33, and with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. He taught them about parables. But then when they would be just him and them, he would explain those, just as they've been explained here in his word. 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Now he's wanting to pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. You see, this ship was filling up with water, which would sink. 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They're afraid. 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? He's letting them know. They didn't need to be afraid. They should have had the faith and been able to do what he'd done. 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey? We have now come to the end of chapter 4. We're not going to get into chapter 5 because we got 43 verses in chapter 5. And a lot of things could be going over. And we don't want to go too quickly so that you miss out on understanding of what we study. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share your word. Now, Father, for your saints wherever they are, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. And Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. We know that right now they are not under peace. Rockets coming into their land almost daily, causing destruction and death. And Father, but more than that, we pray that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. In this land of ours, Father, you know its needs. You know how we have evil in a lot of the places of leadership for this country, in our government, in our churches. Father, we pray this morning that the evil be removed from from their offices and to be replaced with those that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, that loves the church, and that loves your people and this country, and work with us to put this land to repentance and our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for each one of this that is part of this ministry. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy and Tom and Jessel, James Taylor, Bobby and Millie Johnson, myself and my wife, and all of our families, because we all have family members that are walking in darkness. Holy Spirit, work among our families. Help them to realize that they need something more than themselves, that they need a Savior. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost and all can make heaven their home. Now, Father, be with us as we separate to go through this day. But bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your word, Father. Keep us through this day in health and safety. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. I pray that you'll have a good day and a safe one. Hold on to the hand of God and he'll hold on to you. Fill your day with joy. Bye-bye now.